With measles and other preventable diseases on the way, it may be time to check your vaccination status, especially for shots you received during childhood. But how do you go about doing that? Well, WHYY News' Nicole Leonard grew up in New Jersey and tracked down her information.
If someone were to ask me, are you vaccinated against measles? I'd say, yeah, of course I am. I mean, I remember going to the doctor when I was a kid, getting stabbed in the upper arm and tearfully leaving with a colorful Band-Aid. But that was about 30 years ago, and I don't actually have my paper medical records from that time, so no proof. So I asked someone who has a better memory of that time, my dad. He says getting me to cooperate for my shots could be a challenge.
You were very young, so then you were fine. When you were older, as boosters, though, it was
that was a problem.
It was rough.
For many years, my pediatrician was the keeper of my vaccination records.
They used to give you a card that kept track of them. But like, for example, when you went to college, we had to contact your pediatrician and they produce it.
But in states like New Jersey, health providers are only required to keep the medical records of former patients for a limited number of years. Then they can be destroyed. So I looked to the New Jersey Department of Health for help. Like many states, it has a statewide immunization registry, which contains vaccine histories for residents.
It will vary by state on how far back the records might go in the registry.
Dr. Tina Tan is the state epidemiologist. She says people may also find their vaccine records still kept by their colleges, the military if they were enlisted, or by OBGYN offices if they were pregnant.
If you cannot find your vaccine records, you might need to get some of your vaccines again. That's not necessarily ideal, but it is definitely safe to repeat vaccines.
I decided to request my vaccine records from New Jersey's immunization registry. And within a day, I got a response back, though it wasn't the one I was hoping for. It said since the registry didn't exist until 1997, most people born before that aren't listed, including me. The search for my vaccination records continues, but for others, it could be a quick step to ensure that they're protected against diseases like measles. Nicole Leonard, WHYY News.